Leave history alone. You can't alter it. It's what we see in those monuments and that are records. They make our life interesting. Anybody who objects to everything that offends their poor little souls need to get over it. They need to see that there are always injustices on both sides, and leave things as they are. We cannot alter it. No bitterness and all of this soul-searching and pulling down statues and things is going to make any difference, because it would never end. And folk who feel very precious about it must realise that they're actually making history themselves right now.
Hmm.
See, there's it's Nelson at the top of the column in Trafalgar Square, isn't it?
Yes, Nelson's column.
Yeah, there's talk of getting him off.
Well, you know, we'll never end. We'll end up with a very boring existence, I think. And study. What will happen with the studies that are going on in schools and universities? Goodness me.
It's 1984.
And it's all over again.
It's happening.
Yeah. Okay.
Cheers.
Nice to talk to you, Faye.
So NASCOM emailed us, and his email read, "Statue removed, the 6th of September, 2050. Today, the Feminist Liberation Brigade, the FLB, tore down the Colin Mead statue in Te Kuiti, claiming it paid tribute to the 1950s misogynist, masculine, beer-swilling rugby culture. The FLB, led by their 70-year-old patron, Jacinda Ardern, holding the urn of the late Sir Helen Clark, led the march and emceed the event, whilst the statue was pulled down with chains attached to a tractor driven by local residents, transgender couple Eve and Steve. The 2017 statue is to be recycled, and the funds used to ease child poverty, which has never been reduced as it still remains as a percentage of the minimum yearly wage, currently $2.5 million.
But the thing about that email that makes it funny is that it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
No, not at all.
You can imagine in 2050 when you're, how old will you be? That's right, when the cathedral's built and when the waters are clean.
64.
Yeah, you'll be 64, and you'll say, God, I remember being on air the day that was unveiled. I remember. People will say, did you support it? And you'll have to say, no, never. Never liked rugby, no. No, I thought it was misogynist, beer-swilling perpetuation of all that is wrong with this country.